Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Mike Hoffpower, U.S. Chess President, and the executive board is assembled this evening where we've been discussing some matters in closed session, including some appeals of cases from rules and ethics. And we are prepared to, I am prepared to make motions out of those discussions. So I'll begin with the first motion, which involves a case of a former member from the state of Texas who has some serious criminal charges against him. That individual had been suspended by our, his membership had been suspended by our executive director, Ms. Carol Meyer, under the terms of the bylaws when she had been made aware of the behavior and found the evidence to support it. Then under the bylaws, as you all may know, her term of suspension can only go for 90 days. So the executive board must, within that 90-day period, hear that suspension and either decide to terminate it or to continue it. So we met this evening, and I'm going to read the motion that that we've written for this. I move that the executive board place a flag on the official record of former U.S. Chess member Trent Elias Hackett, U.S. Chess ID 167-5524 from Texas, to prohibit his ability to renew his membership or otherwise rejoin U.S. Chess until such time as he is cleared of the criminal charges against him. And I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand to signify aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carries 7-0. The second motion involves a case that was submitted to the Rules Committee by a parents of a minor player who participated in an online tournament. And the parents' complaint was that the player had been improperly, had his games improperly reversed after the tournament was over. And so here's the motion after we heard the appeal and talked to the parents. I move that the executive board uphold the decision made by the Rules Committee to deny the complaint made by the parents of a minor player who alleged the chief tournament director, Mr. Kent McNall, U.S. Chess ID 12153660, had improperly reversed the game results of an online tournament. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and signify aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 7-0. I also want to remind them, or just call the members' attention to the fact that in our annual cycle as an executive board, we're going into that phase of the process where we take a look at our strategy as an organization. And we do that to set the stage for follow-on budget discussions or detailed budget discussions that we will have in the early part of 2021, which then helps us prepare to get ready to present our budget at the delegates meeting next year. And as we have discussed, you know, we are looking very strongly at going to a two-year budget process instead of the current one-year cycle, which helps us better align with the, you know, with the depth and time of our strategy that we have as an organization. And so we're going to be meeting this coming weekend for after, you know, pretty much the afternoon on Sunday to discuss our budget, where we are today, our strategy, and where we go from there. Do any of the other executive board members have anything that they would like to add to the discussion this evening? Okay. Carol, anything you'd like to add from your position?
Nothing. Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to adjourn for this evening, and we will see all of you on Sunday afternoon. So have a good evening, and hope all the members out there stay safe and healthy. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.